I'm good. All right, it's 7 o'clock on July 12th, 2022. I will call the Board of Trustees to order for the Sugar Creek Township Trustees meeting. We've got, I think, mostly just straight up business, not a lot of extemporaneous stuff. So let's just get right into approving the meeting minutes from the three meetings that we had in June. And then we'll continue through the rest of our business.
Okay, should we make a pile for John somewhere?
Yeah.
Here are the meeting minutes from June 7th, 2022 from the special meeting.
Okay, yeah, this is the meeting we had here after the June 2nd meeting at,
yes,
with ODOT's public presentation. I don't have any questions.
No questions here.
So I move that we accept these minutes.
I second the motion.
All in favor of approving the minutes say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that's unanimous. So that is done.
You want to sign this?
Yes, I do.
Is it okay for me to sign it even though I wasn't here? I'm assuming.
I can sign it. I took the minutes if you want me to.
That's fine.
You guys, yeah.
I don't know if it matters.
I authorize it.
Let's all three sign it.
Okay.
That way we're all going
for it. We're covered.
All right.
Okay. All right, here are the minutes from the June 21st. There's your copies. Here's the ones with attachments if anyone wants to see the actual attachments.
That's good paper, by the way.
I mean, yeah,
John has
heavy. You sent this to us earlier, right?
I did, yes. That came by email.
And no changes since
no.
then? Oh, I see. All the attachments good. Any questions, Tom?
No questions.
Then I move we accept the minutes as presented.
I second the motion.
All in favor of accepting the minutes say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that's unanimous.
Okay.
I'll sign this one.
All right, and then here is the special meeting, June 28th, and here's the one with the attachments.
Why did we meet? Oh, we were doing all the American Rescue Plan stuff for Triple.
Yeah,
all the resolutions. Yeah.
All right, any questions, Tom?
No questions.
In that case, I move that we accept the minutes as presented.
I second the motion.
All in favor of approving the minutes, say yes.
Yes. Yes.
And that is also unanimous. So much easier when there's just two of us.
I don't have to change anything in the minutes. I've already got it all. Not all. I shouldn't say that.
Yeah. You're prepared.
Yes. Okay.
I saw you today, by the way, driving down the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You were like hanging your head because you had blown it on the budget meeting.
I was mad at myself. Dang it. All right, here are the financial reports. You would have received these in email as well.
All right.
No change from that.
Any questions for the fiscal officer with respect to the financial reports?
No questions.
In that case, I move that we accept financial reports as presented.
I second the motion.
All in favor of approving the financial statements, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. And there's no opposed. There's no one left to oppose or abstain, okay. So that's done.
Here's the one and only payroll voucher for road employees.
There's only one pay period?
Well, our meeting last month was late enough, and I do payroll tomorrow.
Got it.
So it just fell that way.
I think, was Kevin on vacation some this week? Does that sound right?
I think he might have been.
Yeah, I gave him a call yesterday. He said he'd just gotten back.
Yeah.
I'm
the bank reconciliation for the month of June.
Any questions?
No questions.
I move that we accept the bank reconciliation.
Do you have a second?
Oh, I'm sorry, second. I second the motion.
In favor of accepting the bank reconciliation, please say yes. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I zoned out there a second. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Okay, I have some purchase orders to approve. There's a list on top.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 purchase orders. Total amount is $67,000.
Most of them are then and now ones for bills that are being paid today. There is one there that I used up. Current purchase order, so I created a new one for the rest of the year. That was the fuel.
So we bought a under tailgate cross conveyor. I remember talking about that.
Yeah, we did.
That's good to see.
Kevin told me we had some additional cost on the truck repair. It's a little bit above and beyond the insurance money. Did he talk to you about that?
We paid that bill last month. It was like $4,000 some. I don't remember exactly how much came in versus...
He just said while they were doing the repairs, they they changed the bolts for the bed that were rusted out. You know, basically while they had it, it was a good time to do some, but I think those are some of the things we had to pay.
Any questions?
Nope.
Then I move that we approve purchase orders 67-2022 through 74-2022 for the total amount of $67,958.81. So that we're free and clear to pay bills tonight.
Okay, I second the motion.
All in favor of approving these then and now purchase orders, say yes.
Yes.
And no abstentions or naysayers here. So we'll sign these before we conclude the meeting. Oh, there's the cover sheet.
Okay. All right, then since those were approved, this is the payment listing of bills to be paid for tonight. Okay.
DNR supply. What's the DNR supply?
That is Stone of
Stone.
Some sort.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, any other questions with respect to the payment listing?
No questions.
Then I move that we approve the payment listing presented tonight.
I second.
All in favor of approving the payment listing, say yes.
Yes.
No one is here to abstain or object. So we'll sign these after the meeting, before the meeting concludes. Anything else, Anita?
Here is
just the informational.
Yep. Balances. Updated ones. Balance, and that's all I have, other than the budget.
Yeah.
That should have been looked at tonight.
Oh, no worries. All right. I saw road supervisor reports online. I don't have hard copies here.
I do.
Okay.
In case you want to.
Have
see
you
them.
Had a chance to see those?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
Any questions about road inspections or monthly department reports?
Pretty straightforward.
Okay, then I'm going to say that I move that we include those reports in the meeting minutes.
I second it.
All in favor of including these reports in the meeting minutes, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. So we'll do that. Liquidation of equipment. John said that he was planning to put that notice in the paper next week, I believe is what I saw.
Yep. I think he, did he text us?
Yeah.
That information.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the Gov Deals
yeah.
stuff?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's number four on the item here. Five, discuss roller for asphalt paving.
Do have some of your report in there. So I asked Kevin if he's had any conversation with East Union about some of the details of this,
yeah.
and he has. So this is what he's suggesting, and when we're done with this, I think we need to appoint somebody to put this on the matrix just to be reviewed. But Kevin and his counterpart, I'm not sure I remember his name, is it D? No, I might have that wrong. Proposing that we split the maintenance 50-50, anything that has to be done above and beyond the CAT warranty. East Union is willing to store the roller because they do have more room than we do.
Yeah.
So I guess we both felt okay about that.
Good.
He said that we would share hauling it, you know, like one time they would haul, another time we would haul using our trailer.
Yeah.
We did briefly address the question we had from Bachman Township, and both Kevin and his counterpart said they thought it would be best that we just go ahead and continue to trade services with them and allow them to use it, and in exchange they're providing us some labor and truck when, you know, when we're doing patching and asphalt.
Yeah.
So I think the big question is,
can you repeat that last sentence? Who are we?
With Bachman
oh,
Township,
okay.
Yeah. We're just going to kind of continue. So what we normally do is rent the roller, and then while we have it here, typically we're helping them do some things as well.
So they'll still be part of using this roller, but it will be more trading services for no
yeah.
ownership.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No ownership. So I think the big question for the prosecutor's office is, can this be put in both names? Can we have the roller in both of our names? And I talked to John, and he said that he knows of several examples going on around the county right now where townships are purchasing joint equipment. So hopefully,
yeah.
Barbara will say, oh yeah, this is just like they're doing up at Congress and
right.
Milton or wherever it is.
Yeah.
And we'll have some sort of a document already in place to put that together. Obviously, we're past the point, I think, of using it this year, but we'll kind of keep the ball rolling so we can make that purchase, and then for next year we've got it, and again East Union's willing to store it for us.
Yeah, I think that works out real good.
Then once we have that, then we'll get that over to the insurance people and make sure that, you know, they know what the arrangement is and the agreement is, so they know how to insure things.
Yeah, and so I'm assuming since it would be titled jointly, then it would be insured jointly, and
I think it's going to be on both policies.
Yeah.
And I don't know if there's some sort of a break where
if they don't pay their premium, or if we don't pay
yeah,
ours.
Yeah, we'll definitely want them to understand where it's being stored. You know, again, that'll all be spelled out, I think, in the agreement. So,
good.
I'm willing to go ahead and put that on the matrix as a question to the prosecutor's office if you want me to. Do we have to appoint a point of contact, or?
The Wayne County Prosecutor's Office prefers that. So
okay.
I move that we authorize Tom to be the point of contact for the to discuss the roller for asphalt paving with jointly between Sugar Creek Township and East Union Township.
And I will second it.
All in favor of appointing Tom as point of contact?
Do we do a roll call for those?
Yes, they love a resolution, don't
yeah.
they?
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I would like to amend my motion and change it to a resolution. There's been no other resolutions. So this is resolution number 2022-07-012-01. Authorizing Tom as point of contact with Wayne County Prosecutor's Office for this topic.
Seconded it?
Yes.
As amended. Yes.
Tom?
Yes.
Thank you.
Excellent. Thank you, yep. Tom, sure. For taking that forward.
Yep.
Any discussion of the 2022 chip and seal program? Looks like that should begin soon.
Yeah, I did. I've not touched base with Kevin on that, so we might have to wait for John to give us an update.
Yeah, and based on the agenda, this is perfect weather for it. It's
yeah.
Just a matter of getting to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Discuss township response to the Mars fire. Do you have any updates on that? I do not have any myself.
Yeah. John told me that they're, I guess we have some sand down there. And they would like it removed. So apparently that's, Kevin is working with the village and Mars to decide who's doing what work.
Yeah.
At this point, I don't think Kevin's excited about us going back down there. And quite honestly, I'm not excited about us going back down there and doing that. So I think we can trust Kevin to make some good decisions here on behalf of the township.
Yep.
When it comes to that. And John was kind of underreporting, well, actually Kevin gave me some of this information. I think I told him if there's some things that you need us to be involved in, let us know.
Yeah.
And we can be involved in that, but we'll rely on your judgment here.
I guess we stepped in quick to help in the time of need. The unwinding of that, it's going to unwind somehow. I don't feel like it's something that should ever come between us, but I don't think we really want that sand back in our pile because it's been used.
Yes, yeah, I don't think we can use it.
So that's kind of a, we'll see. I'm sure it can find a spot.
Yeah.
And can benefit somebody.
Yeah.
All right.
So Kevin is going to take care of that?
He's continuing to work with both the village, coordinating with the village and with Mars personnel on who's going to be removing the sand.
And he can act as our representative.
Yes.
For now until he needs more authorization, and then we can go from there. Any other matters from road supervisors that you're aware of?
Not that I'm aware of.
Fire department report. I saw one from East Wayne. I don't know if I saw one from Kid Run.
Didn't see one either.
Yeah, I think I saw the same email that you guys saw.
So I'm going to move that we include the East Wayne Fire Department's monthly report in our meeting minutes.
I will second that.
All in favor of including that report in the meeting minutes, say yes.
Yes.
Yes. None opposed or abstained, and we'll wait until the following month for the Kidron. I don't recall seeing that one.
I didn't either.
And really, we have reached the end of the agenda items. One of the things I wanted to do was get to work on getting back to our public records inventory and disposal, but I don't want to commit to a date without John here.
Yeah,
so sounds like we're going to have a special meeting next week. The three of us should be there. I'm planning to be there, although I will probably just jump out. It's kind of like tonight, just jump out of the truck.
Yeah.
But hopefully at that time we can start putting some dates around.
Do you want me to include that? Because when I...
Yes.
Discuss...
It would be our public records inventory and disposal at Reed Records, and you don't have to include all that, but
yeah,
we could discuss our public records.
Okay.
At that
public
meeting.
Record storage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So this is a special meeting.
Yeah, for the budget. And discuss public records.
I did learn. I made a mistake, but it was called to my attention. I won't make it again. So Kevin would typically call me when we close a road to do a culvert, And early on, I learned how to, I thought I learned, how to put that on the the Lens network.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they made a change to it. And I had posted two road closings, and then I got a call from the emergency management agency over Western. They said, did you know that unless you also put that message here, that your text just goes out and says road closure, but it doesn't have any details? Did you see that? Yeah, that was my fault. So she explained to me, you have to also put it in this certain heading area, and then it populates the text message. So lesson learned.
Yeah, I saw a couple of those come through. It's like
there were two of them.
Yeah,
that was me.
That's useful. Roads are closed, Donnie.
Yep, in Sugar Creek Township, you gotta find them. But there's gonna be a road closed, and then the next day I posted the next one because he was doing culverts day back to back. So yeah, learned a little something there.
All right. Well, yeah.
That's... Yeah. It's honest mistake.
Yeah. Anything else? We'll sign POs and checks.
Yeah.
We have the next meeting arranged. Is that on the normal date?
You know, we typically...
August. We had August 9th listed here on our agenda tonight.
Yeah, and usually this is the time when John checks his schedule. I wouldn't mind going to a Wednesday. Would that help you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind going to a Wednesday here through the rest of the year, if possible. Or at least through election time. I've got some people who want to attend this meeting but can't because they're at another meeting.
Ah.
Sure. That they're officiating. So I think it would be nice to have a little cross-township cooperation with these guys, with these individuals, if we switch to a Wednesday sometime. So maybe at our special meeting we can discern the right way to do that.
Okay.
So are we moving August to Wednesday?
I can't say that yet. I think we need a special...
We'll discuss it at the meeting next week.
Yeah, okay. So that probably needs to be on the agenda as well.
I'm going to put discuss meeting time for regular meetings.
Yeah.
Or meeting night.
Yeah. I think 7 works. Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Get through the work day and clear my head a little bit.
Yep, I get that.
And Anita, you've got checks there. Just looks like you got them in some type of order. I don't want to screw it up. Oh, yep. Yeah. Start moving days around, it's going to be hard for us to get back over to the park building. I can ask. I got it.
Here's the other.
Mentioned to Tom already, but keep in mind when you're looking at that preliminary budget that it's just a budget of money coming in that's expected to come in,
right.
Not our carryover.
Yeah.
So.
My wife was looking out the window the other day and said, that young lady across the street keeps her place very nice.
I do. Amazing how she keeps her place looking nicer than she kept her bedroom. I don't know why that is.
Nobody's telling her to. Maybe.
Yeah, probably.
Now that's going to be part of the public record now. She can do a public records request. Hold that under your nose. My neighbors think it's nice. That we need to discuss?
Nope.
None for me. Anita's good. So I'm going to move that we adjourn the meeting at 7:27.
I will second the motion.
And all in favor of adjourning, please say yes.
Yes.
None opposed, and there's never any opposed. So we are adjourned.